I want to talk a little bit about sharing economy and Airbnb and some of the issues that local governments are facing. And let me tell you what my bias is. I represent local government, so I'm kind of coming from that perspective. When Bill said about all the times I've spoken here, I think what he's saying is that I'm old. And so when the topic of the sharing economy came up, it was a little bit, haven't been doing much with it, and had to do a lot of original research trying to find out a little bit more about it. I really want to focus on the lodging aspects of the sharing economy. But first off, for those of you who don't know, I mean, sharing economy is kind of a umbrella term that's used, has a lot of meanings, but usually involves some sort of economic activity involving online transactions. And again, you think of the typical Uber type of transaction where you get your cell phone, your smartphone, you order the car, it comes, it picks you up, and you don't pay, it's all taken care of. That's the type of the sharing economy platforms that are used. And it's broken down, according to the Federal Trade Commission, into five sectors: peer-to-peer finance, online staffing, peer-to-peer accommodations, lodging, car sharing, and music and video streaming. It's a very, very lucrative business or a sector of the economy. There are five sectors. These five sectors generate about $15 billion in revenue in 2013. In about 7-8 years, as projection, about $335 billion. Airbnb valuation in 2015 was over $25 billion. They had 2 million listings, 34,000 cities, and 60 million guests at Airbnb with their hosts.